What is the first article of the Creed? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. What does this mean? I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. He also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, and all I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. He defends me against all danger and guards and protects me from all evil. All this he does only out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. For all this, it is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey him. This is most certainly true. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Christians, in the first commandment, we learned that we are to have the one true God as our God. But that commandment, the Ten Commandments, do not tell us who this God is. That's why the Catechism has the Apostles' Creed. So that in this creed, we would learn in a simple way who our God is and what he has done for us. We heard in our Old Testament reading today from Judges 6, the Philistines were a very religious people. They had a god, Dagon, but Dagon was not the true God, right? There are false gods and there are true gods. The creed is a condensation of the Holy Scriptures and what the Scriptures teach about the one true God. And therefore, we have this as part of our catechism so that we would learn not just that we have a God, everyone has a God. We learned that in the first commandment. But here we learn who our God is, again, and what he has done for us. And this is how we learn what distinguishes the Lord God from Dagon, Jupiter, Zeus, and every other god that man could create. Now, the Apostles' Creed was written by the church in the first centuries to teach catechumens, candidates for baptism and confirmation, and prepare them for membership in the church and to receive the Lord's Supper. It is a brief explanation given for the one who will receive in holy baptism the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And it is therefore divided into these three articles. The article on the Father, which speaks of creation, God's work of creation. The article on the Son, which also speaks of God's work of redemption. And the third article on the Holy Spirit, which also speaks of God's work of sanctification. Or we could say the application of redemption. Today we're looking at the first article. Now there's so much to say about this article that I need to focus today's sermon around one point. I am a creature. God is my creator. What we mean when we call God the maker of heaven and earth is that he has made all things, including me. He is the creator. I am his creature. He is the potter. I am the clay. He is the carpenter. I am the wood. This is a profound confession, one we must not jump past to get to more interesting parts of dogmatic theology. Because in this article, when we confess this article of the Creed, we are saying, I am not my own possession. I am not my own. I am one who has been created by someone else, created for something else. Or someone. I have been created by and for God. He is my creator. He has made me and all creatures. He has given me my whole person, my body, my soul, my eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses. And not only that, but he still takes care of them. We heard that beautifully today as we sung our psalm for today, Psalm 65. In that psalm, the psalmist calls God's work of creation his awesome deed. That is, his deed that is worthy of our awe, right? It's not just that it's cool. It's that we're sitting there slack-jawed, amazed at what God has done. He's made all of these things, and not only has he made them, right? Some people believe that God made everything and then kind of took a lunch break. But no, our God is still at work, and he is still, again, as that psalm said, he established the mountains, the seas, the ends of the earth, and he still maintains and preserves them. He calls forth day and night. He provides us grain, and he gives water, and he gives growth. He is the one who gives to us harvests and times of rejoicing and joy. God is still at work in his creation. Not only did he make all things, but he sustains them. He preserves them, and he continues to give them to all people. I believe it's Acts 17 and a few other places in Scripture we read that God sends rain upon the just and the unjust, right? That his creational mercies and gifts apply to all people. But especially us as Christians, what we get to do is we get to recognize and acknowledge that. And as Luther puts it, right, he still takes care of them. He not only gives us these things, but still takes care of them. And so what we confess then when we confess, I believe in God the Father, maker of heaven and earth, is that we are confessing that he has created and he gives me every good thing that I possess. So if we're talking about clothing, shoes, house, home, land, animals, food, husband and wife, children, the list goes on and on. All of these gifts are things God has given to us. And not only does he give some of what I need and then I figure out the rest, but he gives all that I need. He protects, and not only does he give them and preserve them, but he protects and defends them. And we get to this when we pray the evening prayer and the morning prayer that Luther gives at the end of the catechism, where every night we commend ourselves into the Lord's care, and every morning we thank the Lord that he has protected us during this night, right? Think about all the things that happen across the world, especially now, right, when we have airplanes and internet and things that can affect an event over here on one side of the planet can affect us over here on another side. Even in these days, I think we should be even more aware of how much God is at work to preserve and protect us and defend us against all the evils that could happen to us. And why does he do all of this awesome deed? Why does he do and give us these marvelous things? Luther says it so beautifully. He does this only out of fatherly, divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. It's a pure gift. Praise the Lord, yes. He is our merciful Father. He's the dad that stays up late with the baby, changes diapers, and clothes that crying baby, not because the baby is worthy of or has merited his love. All that baby has done is fill diapers and scream. But he cares for that child. He cares for you because he is your father and he loves you. It's his grace, his favor, that leads to him doing these things. And his love and favor towards you abounds and it is infinite. And for all this, Luther says, it is our duty as creatures made by God in response to his love to thank, praise, serve, and obey him. This is the response of thanks. We don't merit God's love through our thanks and praise, through our service and obedience to him and to our neighbor. But this comes out of as a response to it. So, dear Christian, learn today that in this article of the Creed, one mere sentence, you confess a profound truth about God's awesome deed. I am God's creature. He has made me and all things. He gives and sustains all that I need to live. He protects and defends me against all evils. And he does this without any merit or worthiness in me. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.